This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple along with you today. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We had some real good weather this weekend, and I really enjoyed it. And speaking of weather, we're going to have some weather coming in today later on, so we're going to be joined by our friend from Fox 54, head meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Jordan, how you doing?
You know, I'm good, Bill. I know you just are so excited that you get to talk to me not only once this week, but twice this week. I get to come and hang out with you and Brian for a few minutes.
Well, that's okay. We do like talking to you. And before we get into discussions about the weather, you got to tell us what you did this weekend. What kind of great foods did you cook or find?
There was nothing exciting this weekend. Truth be told, you know, my weekend was semi-uneventful. I was at work most of the day on Saturday. And then Sunday, I did absolutely nothing around the house. Didn't cook, didn't do anything.
You had a busy weekend a little bit, just with that strong storms that came through over the weekend. I know that I had to peel the dog off the ceiling a couple of times with some of the thunder we had.
You know, I'm very thankful. My dog is not afraid of thunder. I think I've gotten very lucky. We got him when he was a puppy. We got him just before Christmas. So he was a brand new puppy, and he was introduced immediately to New Year's fireworks. And then my backyard backs up to a reasonably large chunk of land that's privately owned. And the owners, they enjoy using their land for target practice. And I believe he does a little bit of hunting back there. So thankfully, I have the dog that is not afraid of such things.
Well, let me mention this, Jordan. Speaking of that, I have now, we're dog sitting my son's dog for quite a while. He's out of town for an extended period, he and his wife. And we have a dachshund and we have a doodle. Ollie is a doodle. And they both, when it thunders, it doesn't scare them. They just like to talk back to God and show him who can bark the loudest when it thunders. But if I could wave a magic wand or pass a law, I would pass a law that makes it illegal to put doorbells in TV commercials. Do you have an issue with that?
I do, in fact. That is the one thing I have the issue with. The gunfire, the thunder, the fireworks, no problem. But I'll help planet Earth if there's a doorbell.
So, oh my gosh. But, you know, the one good thing about that is when my dogs decide to wander off into a part of the house where I can't find them, I just open the door, ring the doorbell, and guess what? There they are. They come running. So, oh, by the way, one other thing I did this weekend, I'm going to give you guys credit because I decided to download the Fox 54 weather app. That is an absolutely fantastic weather app. It's got the best radar of anything I've ever seen. So kudos to you. Tell folks how to get that, because that's really worth having.
Oh, now you can just go straight to the App Store. You can type in Fox 54. Now, when you type in Fox 54, there's a chance you're going to get two different Fox 54s. So you're going to want to choose the one with kind of the red and the blue tile, because there is another Fox 54, I believe, over in Macon, Georgia. And so you are just going to want to make sure you download the one that's got the red and the blue tile. You can download that from whichever app store you frequent, whether that's the Apple or the Android, and you'll find it right there. And it's got some good stuff on it. You know, you can find the radar. You can find my forecast, different videos that I've posted on there if you want to mess around on the app and find some good stuff on there.
Well, there is a lot of good stuff on there, but my wife and I were having our typical old folks weather conversation this weekend, and she had some questions, and I did too, and I just want to get your thoughts on those. One, why is it that our predominant weather makers in this part of the country, and we're going to get to the local weather in a minute, why is it that they always seem to come from west to east?
That's just how the wind moves. Truly, the answer is as simple as that. It's just how the wind moves. Very seldom do we get east to west moving systems. I think maybe I've seen one of them the entire time I've been here. The only exception to the generalized west to east movement of, you know, jet streams and such, now you're talking about air at 30,000-40,000 feet. The only exception to that rule would be tropical systems that end up having an impact here. Those obviously move south to north, and it's almost always a direct south to north movement. So everybody in Coleman gets it before everybody in Huntsville, and then of course it moves up to Fayetteville, and then gradually will taper off to the east.
Okay, and that's kind of what I thought. And the other question that I had is, one of the courses that I almost flunked at West Point was thermofluid dynamics, which was not very easy, but it talked a lot about fluid dynamics and how things move around. And I have a theory on tornadic activity that I think the tornadoes, when they find their way through our area, it's almost like water flowing to the point of least resistance, and that's why I think tornadoes follow kind of the same path all the time, because that's the point of least resistance. Is that nonsense, or is there anything to that?
No, it's 100% accurate. First and foremost, I am astounded that you had to take dynamics at West Point. I mean, I would have imagined that you would have had to take some sort of introductory weather course. Didn't think we'd go as high as dynamics. But that's probably a different discussion for a different day. But statistically speaking, most of the tornadoes in North Alabama almost always hit the same place. Northern Madison County, for example, it's the path of least resistance. It's flat, it's smooth, you know, whereas you get kind of Huntsville points to the south in Madison County, and now you're talking about, you know, Montesano and Green Mountain and all the variety of different mountains. It's why Owens Crossroads very seldom gets tornadic activity. But, you know, your new markets, your Hazel Greens, your Meridianvilles, your Harvests, they get hit frequently.
All right. Well, that's so I get an A-plus in my educated guess from the man himself.
Well, see, I wasn't surprised at all at being a pilot. You've got to have some meteorological study there. I mean, you got to be able to read your NOTAMs, your notice to all airmen, to see what the weather's doing for your takeoff and flight and landing.
Well, not only that, but when I was at flight school, we had an extensive training in weather. And because, you know, if you're out in a combat situation and you have no weather forecaster, you pretty much have to be able to look up at the sky and see what kind of clouds are up there, because that'll give you a good inkling as to what's coming in. So is that true, Jordan? Or I learned that a long time ago.
No, there's a level of truth to that, and that reminds me to ask you, are you familiar with this movie that's, I can't even remember the name of it off the top of my head. There is a movie coming out in late May that is focused around D-Day, but it is focused around the 3 days leading up to D-Day, and the main character is the meteorologist that convinced everybody to move D-Day because of an incoming storm.
Yeah, I think
see, the weather guy's the hero.
Yeah, well, in that case, you know, the weather decision was the most important decision that Eisenhower was faced with, because they had posted, and by the way, that's a movie coming out. I don't know the name, but it's got Bradley Cooper and somebody else plays Ike, but I'm looking forward to that really much so. But the decision, you know, the meteorologist was a Brit, or as they would say on on the Andy Griffin Show in Englister, and that was the decision Ike had to make. And he waited till like midnight before he said, yes, we've got a 72-hour break in the weather, and the seas will be calm. So I'm going to watch that, too. Well, speaking of what's coming in, I'm looking on my app, and things look nasty right now in about Memphis, so when's it going to hit us?
We should begin to get some storms moving into the shoals, somewhere between 3 and 4 this afternoon, I would imagine. And then after that, they'll continue to move to the east. We're going to get some good wind out of that, I would imagine. Some 50, 60 mile per hour wind gusts, a lot of thunder and lightning. Looks like there's a severe thunderstorm warning out to the west right now. And, of course, it's March, and because it's March, there is always going to be an incredibly low threat of a tornado. So that is that's something within the realm of possibility. The gusty winds and the chance for a little bit of hail definitely going to take the forefront through the rest of the afternoon, so it'll move in the shoals right around 3 or 4 o'clock-ish, and then kind of move out of DeKalb County 7-8 o'clock this evening.
Is this going to be a lightning maker also?
100%. There's a lot of lightning back off Memphis. Then you're getting into your northern Mississippi, your Olive Branches, your Holly Springs, back down into the city that we shall not name, known as Oxford. Yeah, there's a lot of lightning out there.
Well, now here's another little rule, a weather rule. This didn't come from West Point or flight school. This came from my grandmother in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, where she said, if you see a bolt of lightning, you count after the lightning, and however many seconds there are before the thunder, that's how many miles the storm is away. Now, how about that one? Is there any truth to that?
You know, I've always heard that one, too. Now, if there's any truth to it, honestly, I genuinely have no idea. I've never actually looked. But I have always heard that one as well.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but it always seems to be, you know, the closer the storm is to you, the less the seconds are between the flash of lightning and the clap of thunder, which my dogs will certainly clap back at that thunder, no doubt about that. So I look at your weather, which, by the way, on your little weather app, if you want to know the radar in Greenland, you can do that. But it looks like that's it. This is going to pass through, and there's nothing behind it. Is anything coming tomorrow, or is this going to be it?
We'll get some rain tomorrow, and that's okay. It should be just rain as we head into Tuesday, but it's rain that we could use. February did not bring near the amount of rain it normally brings. I think normally in February we get over 5 inches of rain. I don't even know if we got 1.5 inches. So we're going to be happy about the rain on Tuesday. Now, Wednesday, however, is going to bring another shot of severe weather, and this is probably the best chance of severe weather. If you look at what's coming this afternoon, what came through on Saturday, and what's probably going to come on Wednesday, if you compare the three, Wednesday brings us the best shot of severe weather because it's coming with a cold front that is actually going to drop the temperatures this time around and remind us that it is early March.
How much are they going to drop, do you think?
I think we're going to go from the 70s today and tomorrow to probably the low mid 60s on Thursday, and we'll talk about lows in the upper 30s, lower 40s.
All right. Well, hey, man, good information. A very enjoyable conversation. We will talk to you Friday. Brian, you got anything else for Jordan?
I don't think so. I do appreciate you checking in with us and getting us set up for this week, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Fantastic. I will speak to you gentlemen on Friday.
All right. Let's take a break. That was Jordan Dressman, the best meteorologist on TV in this neck of the woods. And we'll come back and we'll have some chat with you guys. We got room on the phone, 256-382-0724. Give us a call.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, zero down, zero payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay.
On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Jordan Dressman on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline here on Talk Radio WZZN.
Judge the most accurate forecast 5 years in a row.
Bingo. He's a great weatherman. His whole team is good. He and Emily Owen. And we have room for you if you want to join us right now at 256-382-0724. Again, we have deviated a bit from our normal opening sequence because we got some weather coming in today, and we wanted to get that word out.
Well, we just got to get with Jordan as busy as we got to get him when we can get him.
That's true. You know, he's going to be a busy man in a couple hours.
Go ahead and download that Fox 54 weather app, too. Look for that in the App Store. Bill downloaded it, and I went and downloaded it during the break. That's a great little weather app. It's going to have a lot of stuff there. It's going to keep you safe during severe weather.
It does indeed. And it's, again, it's got probably the best weather radar I have ever seen. But later on in the show, just so you know, in our second hour, we're going to have Mike Ward from the Huntsville-Madison Chamber of Commerce to talk to us about some of the governmental activities and community relations that the chamber does. But what I wanted to do now was just take a few minutes and perhaps even give a little history lesson about something that has popped up in the news recently with our war in Iran, and that is the term unconditional surrender. That is what the president has said, that we will accept nothing short of unconditional surrender. So what exactly does that mean? That means when you surrender, there is no negotiation, there is no bargaining, there is just surrender, and the terms of that surrender are unconditionally dictated by the victor of the war. But unconditional means anything the winner wants, the winner gets. And that has been a term that's been around for quite some time. Perhaps the most famous time we've heard about it in this century was in 1943 at the Casablanca Conference. President Roosevelt and Prime Minister Churchill announced that the Allied powers would accept nothing less than an unconditional surrender from the Axis powers. There's a reason they did that, and the reason was World War One, because after World War One, which had a negotiated surrender, what ended up, they wanted to do a surrender such that the powers that were in that war wouldn't come back again. But guess what? That's not what happened. What happened was the powers of Germany and others came back. And the next time that happened, we said, okay, we are going to have an unconditional surrender. And in May 1945, after devastating wars in Europe, the German military signed documents accepting an unconditional surrender. Berlin was in ruins and the Nazi regime had collapsed, but that surrender was just the beginning of what happened next. And what happened after that, Germany was divided into occupation zones controlled by the United States, Britain, France, and the Soviet Union. The Nazi German government was completely dismantled, and all of their leaders essentially were tried as war criminals in the Nuremberg trials, and the country underwent what was called denazification, which was the systemic removal of all the Nazi influence from public life. Germany eventually was divided into two states, West and East Germany, one aligned with the Western democracies and the other with the Soviet Union. Decades later, these two would fall with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. Frankly, I was there when the Berlin Wall came down and Germany was reunified. I remember I was in my little town, which was near the border, and all of a sudden, one weekend, all these East Germans came over, and they were amazed at what they saw in West Germany. Another time we have had an unconditional surrender was at the end of World War II, also. After the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the Soviet Union had entered the war, and the Japanese government accepted our terms of unconditional surrender. The formal surrender was signed on the battleship USS Missouri on September 2nd, 1945. Well, what happened after that, and the point of this is something, when you unconditionally surrender, things can happen good or bad. And in Germany's case, it turned out good. In Japan's case, it turned out good also, because there was a new constitution. They let the emperor stay, but they also established an elected government. And the reforms in Japan included land distribution, voting rights for women, limits on military power, and even a clause in their constitution renouncing war. Within a few days, Japan had transformed from a militarized empire into literally one of the world's leading economic powers. But this just didn't happen in the 20th century. During the Civil War, the concept pretty much first appeared in this country when Ulysses S. Grant demanded the unconditional surrender of Confederate forces at the Battle of Fort Donelson. This victory, which was in Nashville, gave the Union control of key rivers and was an early turning point in the war. In 1865, Robert E. Lee surrendered the Army of Northern Virginia, but it was not an unconditional surrender. Confederate soldiers were allowed to return home, officers kept their sidearms, and President Lincoln believed that a negotiating surrender would help reunite the country. Another historical often discussed by scholars, historians, comes from the Peloponnesian War in ancient Greece. When Athens finally surrendered to Sparta in 404 BC, the city lost everything. History shows something here, and it's not always the same result. Sometimes an unconditional surrender will lead to occupation, long-term political restructuring, as it did in Germany and Japan. Sometimes it also produces reconciliation and national reunification. Sometimes the results are temporary, and sometimes the defeated power will actually regain independence or influence. What makes unconditional surrender significant is that it gives the victor enormous power and responsibility. Winning the war is just the first step. The real challenge is what happens after that. How do you maintain the peace? How do you deal with the country who now has unconditionally surrendered to you? In the best cases, the outcome of an unconditional surrender can reshape the world for the better. Germany and Japan became democratic allies of the U.S. after the war, which during the conflict seemed like it could never happen. In other cases, the aftermath can leave an unsettled country for generations. So when you talk about unconditional surrender, you're not just talking about the moment the fighting stops. You're talking about what happens next. How does that country rebuild? How do former enemies reconcile? How do they work together? And how can a peace be shaped that will shape the future of the war? And in the end, to me, that's the real lesson. An unconditional surrender may end a war, but decisions that follow that unconditional surrender are as important, if not more important, than the decision to surrender itself. Now, we're faced with a situation in Iran, frankly, where determining who is even going to be the person to come out with the white flag and surrender is not a settled issue by any stretch of the imagination. I know the Iranian clerics who voted on their new supreme leader named the Ayatollah's son to be the supreme leader, but that has been deemed as unacceptable by the United States of America. So as you watch this and as you watch the terms of unconditional surrender unfold, I have to wonder this: will it really be unconditional or will it be negotiated? Will the Iranians just say, that's it, we're through, you can come over and dictate any terms you want because we have given up? We'll just have to see how that goes, folks, because I don't know how it's going to go. But as you can see throughout history, there have been modern examples of unconditional surrender that have worked out well, and there have been examples that have not worked out well. So let's all keep an eye on that and see how that goes, and we will watch it and observe it. So with that, Brian, can we go ahead and take a break and come back in a bit?
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
ALSR number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Through the rest of the afternoon as we head into the evening, we're going to talk about the chance for some strong, possibly marginally severe thunderstorms across North Alabama, Southern, Middle Tennessee. It does look like we are going to get some heavy rain through the later part of the evening. We could throw some hail into the mix, and almost as always, we're talking about a threat for some gusty, potentially damaging winds. We'll be a little quieter as we head into your Tuesday. Rain is still possible. Another round of potentially severe weather moves in on Wednesday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. I love that patriotic music. I think Brian does, too. We sort of time that baby to when we need to come on.
Right? Well, I tell you what. I've always believed that football is just that game they play at the marching band shows.
Hey, they do. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you, unless you go to a game in person, you're not going to see the marching band. You certainly won't see it on TV
Which
anymore.
Is a problem for me. I mean, occasionally you would get it, like way back, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the football field, back in the days of the Jefferson Pilot Sports, you would occasionally get some of the halftime show. That has not been a thing at all, except for with Jacksonville State. My friend Mike Paris will occasionally, during the halftime show, he'll send the microphones out the window and let us listen to the marching Southerners for a little bit. But for the most part, you never see the marching band.
No, never see or hear the marching band. But, you know, one of my favorite parts about, I've gone to many, many Alabama games, is when you sit there and the Crimson Tide band comes marching in. It's quite a...
And if you ever have a chance to hear the Million Dollar Band, you should. And the Auburn band. And I'm selfishly... the Jacksonville State Band, Marching Southern. Also, the Pride of the South Band at UNA is wonderful.
And Alabama A&M.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the Marching Maroon and White, fantastic.
They are indeed. Well, hey, folks, we've got some room this segment for phone calls if you'd like to give us a shout on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, Talk Radio WZZN, 256-382-0724. And enjoyed having Jordan Dressman on. Hopefully it won't be as bad as he says, but I want to talk just a few moments about kind of where we stand in our election cycle. As you know, we've had a lot of political candidates on this show, and we're going to have even more as we get closer and closer to the May 19th primary. And let's talk a little bit about what's up for grabs in Alabama. I think probably the most visible thing that is up for grabs, most visible seat, is our governorship. And right now, Tommy Tuberville appears to be, you know, if you look at campaign contributions as any measure of how that's going to go, he's kind of running away with the thing right now. He's got $8 million+, and he just... it looks like Tommy Tuberville is going to be our next governor. Hopefully the Auburn fans are happy with that. The other big seat is when Tuberville ran for governor, he's going to have to give up his Senate seat. And in Alabama, Senate seats just don't open up that often. And when they do, a lot of people want to get in that race, because if you get elected to the Senate in the state of Alabama, historically, you're going to be there for quite some time. On the Republican side, we've got quite a few well-known names who are in the race. One of the most prominent is Steve Marshall, Alabama's current attorney general. And his campaign is based on fighting crime and promoting conservative politics. Another major contender is current Congressman Barry Moore. We had Barry Moore on the show the other day, and he has strong ties to his grassroots voters in his area, and he has emphasized his support for the Donald Trump agenda, and also President Trump has endorsed him. There are other candidates who are running also, making essentially the GOP primary will be very competitive. And this is a state that pretty much votes very heavily Republican in many federal races, not all. And it's possible that the Republican primary will decide Alabama's next senator. And if you recall, last week we had Seth Burton on the show, who is also running for senator. He's kind of a dark horse candidate, but frankly, I was very impressed with my conversation with him. He is a two-time commander of attack submarines in the United States Navy. And as a former military commander myself, I can tell you this. You don't raise to the level of command of an attack submarine two times unless you're pretty much on the ball. On the Democratic side, we have several candidates in the race as well. Among these are Dakari Lariat, Kyle Sweetster, Everett West, and Mark Wheeler II. All these candidates in the Democratic primary have very different professional backgrounds, from veterans to business owners and attorneys, and they're really wanting to emerge as the leader in the Democratic race to challenge the Republican nominee in November. Again, the first vote that you will have as a citizen in Alabama is May 19th, with runoffs a big possibility if no campaign candidate gets a majority. In fact, Mr. Burton, when he was on the other day, said, I'm not looking to win the election. I just want to get in a runoff. And I think that's the strategy of a lot of these candidates, is they just want to get in the runoff, because once a runoff happens, everything changes. I had a friend of mine who was a very prominent legislator in the state house in Alabama, and he said, if you get into a runoff, all bets are off, because the only people who, you know, everybody pretty much votes in the primary, but in a runoff, it's only the people who have the most dedicated campaign supporters. And who knows who that might be. We also have 7 House seats that are up for election this year. We have 7 congressional districts, and guess what? All 7 of those seats are going to be on the ballot in 2026. Right now, the Alabama congressional delegation consists of 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats who represent our state. The Republican members in Congress are Mike Rogers in the 3rd District, Robert Adderholt in the 4th District, Dale Strong in the 5th District, and Gary Palmer in the 6th District, and Barry Moore representing the 1st District. However, if Moore's Senate run is successful, that seat would be open also. The 2 Democratic members of Alabama's congressional delegation are Shamari Figures in the 2nd District and Terry Sewell in the 7th District. Now, a lot of these districts vote pretty much towards one party or another, but that doesn't mean they won't draw attention, and that doesn't mean those races won't be competitive. Just because there's an incumbent Republican does not mean that that incumbent Republican or Democrat will retain their seat. And these congressional races are really important to national issues such as defense spending, economic policy, border security, and federal funding, which affects local communities. Now, federal funding, to the listeners of this show, is most important because largely our economy is based on federal entities such as defense programs, NASA, and research and development programs that are funded through Congress. That means whoever represents us will have a big role in shaping federal support for places like Redstone Arsenal and the growing aerospace and defense economy. Not to mention NASA. NASA is a huge part of the economy here, and NASA is now embarked on a more aggressive space campaign, literally, than anything since the Kennedy administration, where we are going to the moon again. We're going to go there first with the Artemis rocket and not land, and then we're going to go there secondly with the Artemis rocket, and we're going to land. And right now, I'm efforting to have a NASA representative come on the show and tell us what is going on with that program, because if you're tracking it, the Artemis rocket was rolled back into the hangar, which, by the way, that's not as simple a feat as rolling a helicopter into a hangar. It takes a lot of effort. They were having hydrogen leaks, and we will see what happens with that. So the big question is, who's going to replace Tuberville in the Senate, given that he wins governor? Alabama's congressional delegation, will it remain the same, or will we send new faces to Washington? And this is going to shape our state for many years to come. So in Alabama, the political situation can change on a dime. So stay tuned to this station and others. We're going to essentially have as many candidates as we can come on the show just so you can hear their position and what they think and what they have to say. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break.
Well, I would like to add, okay, call us. Yeah. 256-382-0724. Take these candidates to task. Make sure that you vet who's going to represent you in Montgomery and in Washington. 256-382-0724 at Talk Radio WCZ on Twitter. Bill has access to the Facebook page. We're there. We want to hear from you because these are the people going to represent you, and you have a chance to get in their mind and get in their ear and find out who they really are and find out what they really believe and make sure they're the right candidate for you.
And plus, we'd like to hear what you think, too, on these issues.
Yeah. Don't let just me and Bill sit here and talk to each other.
No. Come on. Join us. Give us a call, 256-382-0724.
I'm sure Bill's already tired of looking at me anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. I love that dachshund hat.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Truck month is on at Woody Anderson Ford. Right now, save $13,000 on 25 F-150, $9,500 on 25 Super Duty, and $5,000 on 25 Maverick. Get financing as low as 0% for 60 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on select models. 25 Lightning, F-150, or Super Duty, zero down payment and zero payments for 90 days. All incentives applied, all MSRP with approved credit. Offers end 3/31/26. Call 539-9441 for complete details. Nobody does truck month like Woody Anderson Ford.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
The most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We're here with you on Talk Radio WZZN. You can call us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. And just as we close out here on the top of this hour, I forgot to mention to everyone and wish them a happy National Dishwasher Appreciation Day.
As someone who had to hand wash everything in his first apartment, I appreciate my dishwasher all the time.
Well, you know, the thing I wondered about that, is that a National Machine Dishwasher Appreciation Day, or is that a National Appreciation Day for those who have to wash dishes, perhaps, in a restaurant? I don't know. It doesn't say.
So, you know what? I respect the guy whoever has to wash the dishes in a restaurant, too. That is hard work. And my limited experience in a commercial kitchen, that is tough, sweaty work, and they need to be appreciated.
Well, I had one of my jobs in high school where I ran a little lunch counter in a neighborhood pharmacy, and I was not only the cook, but I was the dishwasher, and the hardest cooking.
Literally, chief cook and bottle washer.
I was the chief cook and bottle washer, and the easy part of that was the cooking part.
Yeah.
The hard part of that was making sure you had enough clean dishes to feed the people who came in.
Yeah.
And in the little neighborhood pharmacy, with a lunch counter like that, it was I used to tell my parents that the people who came there were just the loafers, the ones who didn't have anything to do, the old retired folks. But yeah. I had a crowd of them that would come every day. And you know, one thing I did want to mention, I know we are not a sports talk show, but this did happen Friday, where President Trump gathered a whole bunch, I think it was 40 people who are leaders of college football, including like names like Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, folks who've been doing this for a while. No athletes at the table, mind you. And they talked about, you know, to me, it's kind of odd, you know, we're at war and we're talking about college football, but they said, we're going to fix, as he called it, the mess that is college football. They said that the name, image, and likeness has destroyed college sports, and that within a week or two, he's going to issue an executive order that will fix the whole thing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, I will say this, good luck. I don't see how you can issue an executive order that will tell people that they cannot get paid from what they're getting paid now. And I don't like that. I don't like college athletes getting paid millions of dollars. I think they should be compensated for their time when the universities are making millions of dollars. But I just don't see how an executive order is going to be able to fix that at all by any stretch of the imagination. But I guarantee you, we'll see one.
And we'll whatever happens, it'll be happening.
That's exactly right.
And speaking of happening, coming up next hour, we're just a few minutes away from that. Mike Ward's going to join us from the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber of Commerce, and we look forward to hearing from him.
Absolutely. The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing ground, but apart from bigger earlier losses, as rising oil prices are driving volatility and inflation concerns. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, surged overnight, hitting its highest intraday level since mid-2022, and is now trading below $100 a barrel. The U.S. benchmark dropped more than 20% from its intraday high above $119 a barrel and trading around $94 a barrel. Travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators, which were pressured the most last week, are also the hardest hit today. Technology stocks are the biggest gainers in the S&P 500's 11 sectors. And Hims & Hers health stock is surging more than 40% after Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk said it had agreed to distribute its products through the Hims platform, ending a long-standing feud between the companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth says that a new governor coming into office after the 2026 elections is going to force state leaders to start working harder and with more energy. Ainsworth hopes this will really spill over into the Alabama Department of Transportation when it comes to planning out road and highway projects. Ainsworth was on FM Talk 106.5 out of Mobile.
Again, the frustrating thing for me about Alabama is we don't have a plan about what we're going to do for the next 6 to 10 years that actually addresses any of these concerns. It's kind of like we react here. I-10 should have already been done, right? I mean, like, honestly, just a lack of vision of leadership and not getting stuff done from ALDOT has really held our state back. And certainly on our new group, Moving Alabama Forward, we're going to highlight that. Yeah, and I mean, I look forward to having some new cabinet people and
everyone's going to come in with all these fresh ideas. How does Montgomery react to like 0 to 60?
Yeah, I don't think they like it, but I think it's a good thing for the state.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
A shooting in Conecuh County this past Sunday has left one person dead and others injured. The victim in the shooting has been identified as 19-year-old Melvonte Lovelace of Greenville. An investigation into the incident continues with no arrests being made at this time. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
ALSR number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour. 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville. Fox 54 update.
And Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman through the rest of the afternoon as we head into the evening. We're going to talk about the chance for some strong, possibly marginally severe thunderstorms across North Alabama, southern Middle Tennessee. It does look like we are going to get some heavy rain through the later part of the evening. We could throw some hail into the mix, and almost as always, we're talking about a threat for some gusty, potentially damaging winds. We'll be a little quieter as we head into your Tuesday. Rain is still possible. Another round of potentially severe weather moves in on Wednesday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with me, Bill Crawford, and producer Brian Temple. We are happy to be here with you today, starting our week on this wondrous Monday, which, as I am looking at my Fox 54 weather app on my little iPhone sitting right beside me, it looks like the bad stuff is right over Memphis right now, and it's just hitting the northwest corner of our state. So it's coming, folks. Just be prepared, be ready. And one thing you may want to do tonight, if you're stuck at the house and you don't want to go anywhere, our great sponsor, Donato's Pizza, delivers, and they deliver some very good pizza. I can attest to that. So our guest in a few minutes is going to be Mr. Mike Ward of the Chamber of Commerce. And I want to talk just a little bit. I've done this before, but I just want to reaffirm to our listeners what exactly the Chamber of Commerce is and what the Chamber of Commerce does. A lot of people think the Chamber of Commerce is just a place where you show up once a month and you have a luncheon and you see some people get up there and they give a little speech and then everybody goes about their business and that's all they do. That is really not the case. The Chamber of Commerce really is the connective tissue between entrepreneurs, city government, the workforce, and the families of a specific community. At its core, the Chamber of Commerce exists to do simply one thing, to create an environment that is conducive to businesses thriving. And when the businesses thrive, guess what? So does the community. When you think about the small business owner who tries to open up maybe a coffee shop downtown, or a contractor trying to expand his operation, or somebody just trying to look to hire people, they don't operate in a vacuum. They need help. They need somebody to help promote the business community. That's what the Chamber of Commerce does. One of the things they do is they drive economic development. A strong chamber works hand in hand with city, state, and even federal leaders to make sure that our area has a good business climate. And they also market the city to outside investors. And if you keep an eye on what's going on in Huntsville, you can see that we have had a lot of outside businesses that have located here, such as Lilly. And the chamber also, and this is probably going to be one of the topics we talk to Mike about, they advocate for pro-business policies like local ordinances, zoning, tax, regulatory. Business owners have to run their business, and sometimes they don't have time to tend to those things that entities like the Chamber of Commerce do. The Chamber also helps foster relationships. Chambers will create structured opportunities for leaders to meet, collaborate, and innovate. And that essentially is the monthly meeting and some of the other programs that they do. Chambers of Commerce also invest in workforce development. A community such as ours is only as strong as its workforce. Many municipal chambers, such as our chambers, they partner with the school systems, community colleges, and universities to ensure that students are prepared to enter the real world here. And to enter the real world here, you pretty much got to have a pretty good education. Because if employers don't have the skilled workers they need locally, they ain't going to come here. And if they do come here and they can't find the workers they leave, they're not going to stay. And also, chambers will help small businesses compete. Large corporations often have legal teams, marketing departments, and lobbying resources, whereas small businesses do not. The chamber levels the playing field by providing these services for businesses, both large and small, from the family-owned hardware store to the local defense contractor that employs thousands. And also, the chamber helps build civic pride. They celebrate community milestones. They recognize excellence. They have awards for companies that are the best places to work. They honor these companies. They highlight the achievements of our community. And in doing so, they reinforce the fact that we are a community and have a shared sense of purpose. And also, the Chamber of Commerce is not partisan. It doesn't practice politics. It practices ideological business best practices. And what they really want to do is focus on what's going to make our city strong 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. And opportunity, folks, it's created locally. Innovation is created locally. When the chamber is strong, the business climate is even stronger. When the business climate is stronger, guess what? Jobs will appear in your community, and jobs will also be stronger and be better paying and be created as companies move in. So if you're a business owner, a city official, or simply a resident who wants to have a good place to live, you know, pay a little bit of attention to the Chamber of Commerce. Support it. Engage it. Hold it accountable. And recognize what a powerful role it should play, and hear what it does play in our local community. A Chamber of Commerce is not just about commerce. It's about a community. And, you know, they always say, like when you have a golf tournament or a football game or something like that, and it's a beautiful day outside, they say, wow, this is a Chamber of Commerce day. What does that mean? That means that a Chamber of Commerce day is a day when You would like people to see your community on the beautiful day where things are going well, and folks would say, hey, this is where I want to be. This is where I would like to open my business, and this is where I would like to live. And if you note, if you just pay attention to what's going on around in the Huntsville area, that's happening all the time. There are more and more people who are deciding to relocate here, to throw the anchor out here, to establish a business here, to build a house here, and to move here. It doesn't just happen by chance at all. And our guest, Mr. Mike Ward, is going to tell us a little bit about that. In fact, he wrote a book about it, and I look forward to talking to him. And Brian, can we go ahead and take a break now? Okay, we will. And we'll be back in a bit to talk to Mike Ward of the Chamber.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, zero down, zero payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
The most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.com.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com. Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you with us today on this soon-to-be rainy Monday afternoon on Talk Radio WZZN. Give us a call if you want to at 256-382-0724. I'm here today with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple and also our guest Mike Ward of the Chamber of Commerce. Mike, before I introduce you, I want to make sure you're there.
I'm here.
Oh, great. I figured you were. Brian said you were. Well, Mike is the Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber of Commerce, where he has been since 1991. Mr. Ward has got a hugely impressive resume, and I'm just going to highlight some of the key points. He is an alumnus of Leadership Huntsville-Madison County from Class 6, 1993, the DOD's Joint Civilian Orientation Conference, Class 74, in 2007. By the way, I've got some questions about that. The Army War College National Security Class of 2021 and Leadership Alabama 2024. He's on the Board of Directors of Alabama's Military Stability Foundation and a co-founder of the Big Spring Jam Festival. Mike also authored a book called Shaping History, which is the story of economic development of Huntsville and the parallel development of UAH and Cummings Research Park. Did I miss anything or did I get it all?
You got it all. That's a mouthful.
Well, it's a mouthful, but it's a very impressive mouthful. So tell us a little bit about Mike Ward. Are you from Huntsville?
I am. My dad was the first space reporter for the Huntsville Times, and went on to become editor of the paper, and was the author of quite a few space books, the last one of which was a biography of Wernher von Braun called Dr. Space. So, proud son of Huntsville.
Well, that is fascinating. So you went to the University of Alabama. When did you graduate down there?
1983.
Let's see. Who was the coach back then? Was that in the Ray Perkins era?
Let's see. So Bear Bryant, quit coaching in 1982, and so they were transitioning, I think, about that time. So I could have been Perkins. I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was Ray Perkins. Our station owner, Wes Neighbors, was he was recruited by Coach Bryant, and then Coach Bryant passed away, and he played for Perkins. So how did you come to, like I used to be, frankly, I was the executive director of a trade association in Birmingham, a very circuitous route to go there and not something I had planned to do. So how did you end up as a Chamber of Commerce employee?
So I went to Alabama on a debate scholarship. So, did that for the university for several years. And then after I graduated, the Medical Association of the State of Alabama was looking to hire some folks in their lobbying office. And so they actually approached the university and asked for a list of former debaters. And so I got an interview at the Medical Association, worked there for several years. Then I moved to Birmingham and went to work for Jim Walter, worked at the U.S. Pipe headquarters office there in Birmingham in their government affairs division. And then the position at the chamber opened up, and it was an opportunity to come home.
Well, now, did you come home as originally a governmental affairs person or something else?
No, I came to be the VP for government affairs at the chamber.
Well, tell our listeners exactly what a government affairs person for an entity such as the Chamber of Commerce actually does on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So, kind of three pots of activity. One is I'm a lobbyist. I've been a registered lobbyist in Alabama for 43 years. So advocacy is an important part of what I do. Chamber develops an agenda every year for the state government and for federal government. Hopefully that identifies kind of the key issues facing the community at those two different levels of government. Then we work with the members of the legislature and the governor's office and administration to try and execute and implement those agendas. The second thing I do is a lot of events. And I'm not trying to do an event to serve another portion of chamber chicken. I'm really trying to either develop or to nurture a relationship with an important, you know, contact, a member of Congress or the governor or some other government official. This morning, for instance, we hosted an update with Senator Tuberville. We had about 850 people at that event. And then the third, you know, area of activity is kind of support Redstone Arsenal and all the activities based there to help grow and protect the roles and missions of what happens on the arsenal.
And there is a lot that is happening on the arsenal. Can you share with us some of the things that you mentioned, agendas, events, and supporting the arsenal? Can you share with us some of the things that are on the chamber's agenda now for the benefit of the Huntsville-Madison County area?
Sure. You know, we start kind of with a cover page on the agenda that talks to some of the key issues that we're facing. If you were on a very tall building, this would be the elevator speech.
Okay.
So some of that is pretty simple and straightforward, like, you know, we need for Congress to pass appropriations, you know, in a regular order of business instead of the CRs, the continuing resolutions, and, the funding gaps that we find ourselves facing. You know, so much of Huntsville's economy is tied to the federal government that every time there's that kind of disruption, it just wreaks havoc on local contractors. It also wreaks havoc on the Army and the other federal agencies' ability to execute their programs in a timely fashion. So, you know, that's kind of first and foremost, and that's well known among the members of our delegation. They are not the problem when it comes to passing appropriations. I'm afraid it's more often the leadership. But we do want to reinforce that important issue. Then we talk a lot about the Marshall Space Flight Center's role in developing the SLS and supporting the Artemis program and kind of how that future looks for us. We talk about nuclear propulsion, nuclear thermal, nuclear electric propulsion, and Marshall's role in advancing that technology. We talk about Golden Dome and the opportunity that creates to enhance U.S. defense and also the opportunities for industry here to support that program. You know, a lot of the Army's work here is done in autonomous and unmanned systems and rotor wing and aviation and directed energy and hypersonics, and all that's included in the federal agenda. One of the things we were disappointed in was during the DOD reorganization, you know, they targeted four-star generals, and they said they were just going to kind of cut 20% of those. Caught up in all of that was the AMC commander position, which was degraded in rank from a four-star to a three-star. We think that was a mistake, and we think they ought to change that, go back to a four-star. So that's some of the top issues.
Well, and frankly, Mike, in my career as a government engineer, you mentioned many things that I have worked on. And one of the things I'd like to expound on just a little bit that people just don't realize, and that is the impact of a continuing resolution. And for our listeners, what that means is if there is not a budget passed, then oftentimes, and it's been the case many times in recent years, the government will pass what is known as a continuing resolution, which is essentially a resolution just to keep things funded at the level that they are. And what that means out there, from my perspective, working on programs for the DOD, is nothing new can happen. It's just that everything kind of goes on hold. Could you expound on that a little more than my basic knowledge of it?
No, you're exactly right. So new programs can't get started. Even programs that may have already been completed continue to receive, you know, the funding that they had in the previous year. And so the system just kind of, you know, it operates, but it operates very, very ineffectively and efficiently.
Oh, that's absolutely the case. Well, I know as far as the chamber goes, I think I know the answer to this. I just want to verify that. What role did the chamber have in the recruitment of entities such as Space Command and Lilly here to Huntsville area?
Yeah, so that's an important part of what we did. We worked really closely with the Arsenal where we could. We worked closely with the city leadership, with the mayor. We worked closely with the governor's office. In order to submit, you know, the application, the process they used to select the site for Space Command was a very different process than it ever previously been used. And so we were working with all of those other entities of government, the congressional delegation, to submit our application and then to answer any questions that that arose over the course of the study that they were engaged with. At the end of the day, this was in December of 2020. You may recall we were all in lockdown during COVID, but the Air Force hosted an online kind of virtual site visit, and gave us an opportunity to kind of introduce the community to them one last time. And we set up a TV studio in the chamber auditorium and we're able to broadcast that to them, and engage with the governor and other local community leaders. So we were highly involved in the Space Command nomination process. And then Eli Lilly, the chamber's role in economic development is we are kind of the belly button. We are the place where all of those entities of government come together to develop a proposal to host things like Eli Lilly. So we cooperate closely with the state, with county and city government, with the energy providers, and all the other entities that support projects like that.
And that is absolutely critical, and that is fascinating. A couple of other things just before there's some stuff on your resume that really strikes my interest. We'll get to that in a minute. But briefly, can you tell us what is on the horizon? Is there anything big, exciting, and wondrous on the horizon for the Huntsville-Madison County area in the future?
Well, I think, obviously Eli Lilly is continuing to, they're just at the early stages of developing, their operations here. So they're years away from actually opening up that manufacturing facility. And so there's a lot of work to be done to get ready for that. We're in the early stages of executing the Space Command move. So, that is going to be very exciting. And will be on the horizon for us several years to come. The FBI is continuing to move people here. They've got another 2,000 people that they plan to move here in the next few years. So I think you know, that may not be news in terms of, you know, an announcement that hasn't been made, but I think they're both very exciting opportunities that are on the horizon for us.
Well, I still think it's what I would call ongoing news. A couple of other things on your resume. You know, I'm a retired Army officer, but I have never heard of the Army War College National Security Summit. Tell us a little bit about that and what that entailed.
Yeah. So if you've been to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to the Army War College, there's a program at the end of that at the end of the War College, called the National Strategic Studies Institute, and so that was, you get nominated like you do for the JCOC to go and attend that. Unfortunately, 2021, they were still in lockdown from COVID, and so for me it was a virtual engagement. I should have deferred and waited and done it, you know, the next year. But as it was, I was happy to be able to go through.
Well, so, and then again, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just a series of conversations with kind of national thought leaders in the defense and security environment about, you know, challenges that they're facing and an opportunity for people who aren't war fighters to engage and kind of share their thoughts.
Hey, that's something I wish I would have got selected to go to. That sounds fascinating. But you had mentioned your father being an author, but you also were an author of a book called Shaping History. And it sounds to me like from this book, which I'm going to find and read it once you tell me how to get it, it's the story
Amazon.
Of the economic Amazon? Okay.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like you have probably a better handle on the success story of Huntsville, Alabama than anybody I've talked to recently. So give us a little Cliff Notes version of Shaping History and what it's about and why Huntsville took off like it did.
Yeah. You know, kind of the bottom line is a lot of hard work. The title of the book, Shaping History, kind of gives you an idea. You know, Huntsville wasn't given anything in its trajectory of growth. Huntsville in 1940 was the 13th largest city in the state. Madison County, I mean, you know, we were smaller than Phoenix City. Decatur was almost twice the size of Huntsville in 1940. And so it's the determined efforts of a group of local leaders that really shaped the history of Huntsville. And so the book kind of chronicles how they did that, what they did, everything from, you know, working closely with Senator Lister Hill and Congressman Sparkman at that time to help locate the arsenal here in 1941. You know, of course, then after the arsenal closed in 1945, it was actually scheduled to be auctioned off in 1948. And fortunately for us, it was not. In 1949, in September of 49, von Braun had surrendered to the Americans at the end of World War II. And he and his team of rocket scientists had been located at Fort Bliss in El Paso from 1945 in 1945. And then they were told that they were going to need to move. So a search began for another appropriate location for them. In September of 49, they came to Huntsville and, you know, did a reconnaissance visit, looked at the relatively new facilities, you know, this huge expanse of a military base, 40,000 plus acres, and they were convinced that this would be a great place for them to be, and the Army was as well. So that's kind of the next chapter in Huntsville's growth is when the Von Braun team arrives here in 1950. And then here's a fun fact. When do you think Huntsville became the Rocket City?
My guess would be in the era of the Jupiter missile.
Yeah, it actually preceded that a little bit. So it was 1953. In May of 1953, the Chamber of Commerce produced a brochure and branded Huntsville as the Rocket City. And so it's kind of stuck ever since. So they're building rockets here. Of course, in 1957, the Soviets launched Sputnik. By sheer coincidence, the Secretary of Defense designate was here that evening, and he had a chance to engage with Von Braun and talk about how long would it take for the Army to launch a response. Of course, that response came January the 31st, 1958, with the launch of Explorer 1, so the first U.S. payload to go into space was launched on a Redstone rocket that was designed and built in Huntsville, Alabama. In 1961, the Soviets beat us again, launching Krugerrand into space. And then just 3 weeks later, the U.S. responded by launching Alan Shepard, again, on a Redstone rocket that was designed and manufactured here. It was just a few weeks after that that John F. Kennedy said we're going to the moon. And not long after that, Wernher von Braun was invited to address a joint session of the Alabama legislature. And that was a speech that the chamber had helped to arrange. In that speech, von Braun both laid out his vision for space exploration. He had charts made that put two-scale Saturn rockets on the grounds of the state capitol to give them some sense of how big these rockets were going to be. He told them, you know, this is how we were going to go. And then he laid out a vision for not just, you know, rocket ships to take us to the moon, but nuclear rocket ships that would take us further. He quoted Shakespeare in that speech. He said, "There is a tide in the affairs of man, which, taken at its flood, leads to fortune." And he contended that opportunity was knocking hard at Alabama's door now, at that time, and that in order for Alabama to answer that call, they needed to help us establish a research park, and they needed to help us fund a research institute, which is today UAH. So von Braun really helped shape the future of Huntsville by kind of defining the things that we needed in order to be successful.
And I do believe, you know, I was stationed in Bavaria, and I have heard that when he came down here, he said, "Oh, wow, this place looks like Bavaria. This is where I want to be." And it does look like Bavaria. So, gosh.
Well, especially if you've been 4 years in the desert in, you know, Texas.
Oh, yeah. And so we're glad he came here. We're glad he did what he did. And again, the enemy of talk radio is the clock, and the clock has snuck up on us. But I'm going to get Shaping History. I'm fascinated by that stuff. But as we close, just let our listeners know really what the chamber does for them in just a brief description.
Yeah. So at the kind of the core of the chamber's mission is the economic development of the community, and, you know, the things that we can do to help prepare the community for that growth and then to promote the community into that growth.
And you've been doing it for quite some time, and I appreciate you taking a little time to be with us today. So, Mike, we're going to go ahead and let you go, and Brian, let's take a break and say auf Wiedersehen to Mr. Ward. Glad to join us today.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com. Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Through the rest of the afternoon as we head into the evening, we're going to talk about the chance for some strong, possibly marginally severe thunderstorms across North Alabama, southern Middle Tennessee. It does look like we are going to get some heavy rain through the later part of the evening. We could throw some hail into the mix, and almost as always, we're talking about a threat for some gusty, potentially damaging winds. We'll be a little quieter as we head into your Tuesday. Rain is still possible. Another round of potentially severe weather moves in on Wednesday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple here on Talk Radio WZZN. If you have a phone that works, pick it up and call us, 256-382-0724. We'd love to hear from you today. And by the way, I'm looking at the weather app on Fox 54, and it's right at Athens right now is where the storm is, and I see lots of little lightning bolts and lots of red on this stuff that's coming our way, so that's not the kind of stuff you want to be out in at all. But Brian, I like on this part of the show to talk about some of the things that are on the stranger side of news. And okay. I found one that is a job that pays well.
I'm listening.
I think we're qualified to do. You know what the requirements are?
I'm not sure.
A human mouth, a pulse, and an opinion. And it pays.
Jeez. I think we're overqualified, Bill.
I think we could do that job. It pays over $100,000 a year, and the job is a chief testing officer for Wendy's hamburgers.
Okay.
I could do that. Yeah, you have to taste menu items, do video reviews, and essentially, as we say jokingly, you have to be able to breathe air and grow hair. But that.
Okay.
That job came about when the CEO of McDonald's actually did a video of him doing their new Big Arch Burger, which is like a double-decker Big Mac, and he looked like he was eating something that didn't taste very good. So Wendy said that we're going to find somebody to do our tasting who looks like they really like the product. So.
Well, you know, with Wendy's hamburgers, that's not really hard to do.
No, it's not hard for me to do. By the way, you ever seen the movie The Martian?
I have not.
That's a good movie. It's a movie with which depicts a gentleman who is an astronaut gets stranded on Mars, and they actually he's a botanist, and one of the things he does in the movie is he figures out a way to use human waste that was from their space station to grow potatoes on Mars. And the researchers at Texas A&M University have developed a way to do the same thing. They have a soil that is simulated lunar soil, and they have figured out a way to grow chickpeas. Now, that's not exactly something I would just be enamored with eating, but I thought that was kind of funny because that's what...
Not a fan of the garbanzo bean, are you?
I am not a fan of the garbanzo bean whatsoever. But here's a guy who could probably do a pretty good job eating it. I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Prathab Munadeh from Malaysia set a world record in the Guinness's World Book of Records.
Okay.
And I will. It has to do with eating. Let me ask if you can guess what that might be.
Curry.
No. He has 42 teeth in his head. And, okay. Well, I guess 42 teeth would have to be in their head, but most people have...
Well, that's where I put mine.
That's where God put mine. Most people have 32 teeth in his head, but his relatives started noticing that it looked like he had more than the normal amount of teeth, and they went to a dentist and counted it, and lo and behold, he had 42 teeth. So,
well, look at that.
He would be the perfect candidate to be the taster. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, he'll always have the biggest smile in the room.
There you go. And on that note, we'll get out here and come back and wrap it up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the closing segment of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Mitchell. Thank you for sharing part of your Monday with us. We hope Brian, you... What's that?
You call me Brian Mitchell.
Brian Mitchell.
I thought we were friends.
I had the Washington Redskins on the brain.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know, at least I'm a good company.
At least you are. But that is Brian Temple, not Brian Mitchell. So, my bad. I don't know where that came from.
You know what? That is nowhere near the worst thing I've ever been called. Not even today.
Not even today. Well, hey, thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. Come back and spend some time with us tomorrow. We've got two interesting guests on the show tomorrow. Our first guest is going to be Jay Mitchell, who is a current Alabama Supreme Court justice who is running for attorney general. I met him the other day. He's a big, tall guy, and I said, well, he must have played basketball. Well, he did. He led Birmingham Southern to the national championship at one time. What's that?
There you go.
There you go. He looked like a basketball player. And after that, our guest in our second hour is going to be Mr. Clay Davis. And Clay this is for our Veterans Corner segment, and he is the driving force behind the Hall of Heroes here in Huntsville, Alabama.
What a great organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I really look forward to interviewing him and talking to him and seeing what he has to say. So that'll be our show for tomorrow, plus whatever else happens. Be careful today in the weather out there. It's almost here, and it's not just going to be rain. It's going to be heavy winds, lightning, and all the nasty stuff that goes with that.
So if you're like me and have already put out the patio umbrella, bring it back in and give it till the end of the week, and maybe again.
All right, and folks, that's it. We're going to get out of here, and as I always say, especially now when we are at war, remember the servicemen of all branches who are out there doing their thing so that you can enjoy the life you live in this great country of ours, and say a prayer from them. They're at home. They're not at home. They're away from their families. They're serving our country. So, Brian, let's go ahead and get out of here, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Get the man who died. Who got
me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless us.